Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, another conversation you had with Governor Andrew Cuomo. You spoke about raising taxes to help us get through the COVID-19 virus as the economic damage to the state is in the billions and billions of dollars. And that had the governor shift the conversation to the Congress. They have to deliver the funding, he says. This is on Senator Schumer, Senator Gillibrand, Speaker Pelosi, our Congress people. They have to deliver the funding. And you pushed him. You said, are they working hard enough to do it? But he is on this federal money because he has to have it in order to help New York.
Well, he, as you say, needs the money from the feds. The Republicans in the Senate are not likely to want to do it, but they have to. What they want is the best deal that they can possibly have, and goodness knows what that will be. But it will certainly be to help the people who are the most well-heeled and the companies that need it less than the average American Joe. But Cuomo has a tough problem here. If he says we should raise taxes in New York, which I think the legislature would be bound to do, both in Democratic control, then there would be less need for the money from Washington. He has been very cautious, to put it mildly, about alienating the president. So he lays it on the Congress, but actually, we all know, if the president wants it with the Republican Senate, it's going to happen. McConnell has been nothing but slavish to this president, and the problem for Cuomo is he doesn't want to be seen as a taxer. He never has wanted that. So if he doesn't get the money from the feds, then I think he has to. I don't think there's going to be any question. He's so many billions of dollars behind the eight ball now that if you're going to have teachers and you're going to have cops and you're going to have all the people who were so important to keeping the society running, then I think he'll have to raise the taxes. I don't think he wants to, and I don't think, frankly, he's going to have to. I think the federal government is going to come through. I think they have to do it.
Well, you referenced Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell admitted, this is from CNN, that he was wrong to say the Obama administration failed to leave a pandemic playbook. He said, quote, I was wrong. They did leave behind a plan, so I clearly made a mistake in that regard. He said it during an interview on Fox News. But the day before, he put out the untruth that this was the Obama administration's fault.
Well, clearly, it is the playbook for this president who tells one whopper after another. And they all go along with it because the Republican rank and file is supporting the president and they don't want to lose. Hey, Mitch McConnell is facing a very close election of all places, Kentucky. We do know that it is a state that votes Republican, and yet the polls are showing a very close race. Do I think he'll lose? Probably not. He is the majority leader. He does bring home the bacon, but he could lose. If there is the kind of anti-Trump feeling in the country that I suspect there is, a lot of things could happen that nobody expects right now. He's not ahead by much, and so he has to be very, very careful. If he alienates a substantial number of the independent voters, he could lose. He could be out as a United States Senator, and what a shockwave that would be. Do I think it's going to happen? No. Could it happen? Probably.
To Washington, where the whistleblower, Rick Bright, gave testimony yesterday. Despite White House claims, says the Associated Press, the U.S. still lacks a comprehensive battle plan against the coronavirus in critical areas, including masks, testing, treatments, and vaccines. We still need a comprehensive plan, quote, and everyone across the government and everyone in America needs to know what that plan is and what role they play.
Well, look, you know, if you watched him, and I did, you know, you had a very sinking feeling. He says this could be the darkest winter ever, or one of the darkest winters ever. And this is a time when, if he's right, this country ought to be buckling down. Because basically, he's suggesting a second wave. And he's also saying that when he raised these issues with the administration and with the people who were in power, he was told to go packing. And if I heard him right, he even used a word that is not traditionally heard in congressional testimony. In any case, he is big trouble for the Trump administration, and they know it. I don't know if you saw the president out by the helicopter as he's off to Pennsylvania, and his mouthpiece, the new mouthpiece, steps right in front of the camera and says, whatever she said, it was because she thought it wasn't going well, in my opinion. This guy is being described as a disappointed office seeker or an unhappy man. And yet, when you heard his words, you had the feeling he knew what he was talking about. When he said things like, I told them there weren't enough masks and we had to do better, you know, it was pretty specific and pretty plain. So here was the guy who was the head in his area, and they moved him from one place to another because they didn't like the fact that he spoke up. David, when the Book of American Heroes is written, he's going to be in it.
Well, the President of the United States is well known for attacking his opponents and giving them nicknames. He's, of course, called Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe Biden. He's gone even further now, saying on Thursday that Joe has absolutely no idea of what's happening, and he doesn't know he's alive.
Look, this is who this guy is. He's got to be President of the United States using those kinds of terms about his Republican rivals in the primary, and then has been doing it ever since. It's disgusting. It lowers the prestige of the country and of the presidency, and he will continue to do it because he thinks that it works. And the trouble is that with some of his constituents, it does work. But the country is in terrible crisis with the coronavirus, and it turns out that this guy's been doing anything but doing what he needs to do, including putting everybody at great risk by demanding opening up of the economy, which is the only way he can win the presidency. Hey, if he wins now, I'm going to be very surprised.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Well, as we head into the weekend, another big thank you to you, Alan, the whole staff and the listenership. Boy, this station remains strong in such a terrible time.
I want to say that too, David. All of the people who put into this station have made their own individual sacrifices, and we are incredibly grateful for it.